Two of Gavin Newsom's children test positive for coronavirus. By Amy Furr on September 18, 2021. Two of California Governor Gavin Newsom's D. children recently tested positive for the Chinese coronavirus, the Associated Press, AP, reported Saturday. The governor's family is following all COVID protocols, his office said on Friday. The Newsoms continue to support masking for unvaccinated individuals indoors to stop the spread and advocate for vaccinations as the most effective way to end this pandemic. A statement by Aaron Mellon, a spokesperson in the governor's office, read. The statement also noted Newsom, his wife Jennifer Siebel Newsom, and the couple's other two children had tested negative for the coronavirus but did not offer additional details, including how the family was exposed to the illness. All four of the governor's children are under 12, the age when children are allowed to be vaccinated under federal regulations, the AP report said. Meanwhile, thousands of state employees and healthcare workers in California plan to avoid Newsom's coronavirus vaccine mandates, either by seeking exemptions or resisting the policy. According to the Los Angeles Times, approximately 25% of the LAPD workforce plan to avoid the mandate. More than 2,600 LAPD employees have indicated that they plan to pursue religious exemptions, while more than 350 plan to seek medical ones, according to a source in city government who was not authorized to share the preliminary data. Under the ordinance, city employees must be fully vaccinated by October 5 unless they are granted a religious or medical exemption. Employees who receive exemptions will be subject to regular testing for the coronavirus, according to the ordinance. Once multiple networks and news outlets called the recent California recall election in favor of Newsom, the governor gave a speech and praised residents for saying yes to science, vaccines, and other progressive causes. We said yes to science. We said yes to vaccines. We said yes to ending this pandemic. We said yes to people's right to vote without fear of fake fraud or voter suppression, he said. Hours after Newsom survived the recall election, Democrats in California began working to change laws regarding the procedure to remove an elected governor for what they claimed allow a vocal minority of conservative voters to perpetually disrupt state government.